Here in Washington, a new exhibition at the National Gallery of Art explores how two artists, icons of Impressionism, made impressions on each other. One was a French painter known for his ballerinas, the other an American known for her scenes of family life. The relationship between Edgar Degas and Mary Cassatt bloomed in Paris, and this morning we learn more about the true nature of that relationship. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
More than halfway through her novel about Degas and Cassatt, author Robin Oliveira writes, "Her fingertips grazed his cheek as he kissed her. They sank into one another." Well, it's about time. They waited 188 pages. Fact? Fiction? Novelist Oliveira is a bit coy.
Nobody knows what goes on in their neighbor's house, let alone what happened between two artists 130 years ago.
And it was a powerful relationship, tumultuous, full of passion. But physical?
This is a romance in the sense that it, in many ways, is a romance of two like minds who admired one another greatly and who, I believe, completely relied on one another for artistic and emotional help. And their relationship is a sort of an elevated intellectual love affair that tied them to one another for the rest of their lives after they met.
Still, in I Always Loved You, the novelist imagines a kiss, but with no diaries or letters to consult for evidence, National Gallery curator Kimberly A. Jones thinks platonic, a passionate aesthetic attraction.
That is certainly my belief. I mean, there's no indication that there was anything romantic between the two of them.
Okay, time to give People magazine back to the dentist. What was the relationship between this American in Paris and a Frenchman 10 years her senior, known and respected then mostly in artistic circles?
It was all about the art and that kind of laser focus and 100% dedication to art that they really shared.
They met in 1877. At 33, Cassatt was studying painting in Paris. At 43, Degas' work was on view around town.
He was already in her mind's eye. Even before she actually met him, she recounts how she had seen one of his pastels in a storefront window, and she pressed her nose up against it and was just dazzled by what he was able to do. She knew his art and was thinking, this is the direction I should be going in. So he really did change her path.
Author Robin Oliveira, apart from The Smooch, her novel, is based on tons of research. She says before the Degas dazzle, Cassatt had been trying to master a more traditional approach.
He helped her switch from the academic style of painting that she had been trying to learn, and that was the sort of the standard across Paris, and encouraged her along into the Impressionist style, the Impressionist brushstroke, the use of color and light, the subject matter change.
Neither Degas nor Cassatt liked the term Impressionism. To them, it implied carelessness, haste. They called themselves independents and labored over their work, although it looked so fresh. A year after meeting Degas, Cassatt made a painting that was, for her, a real break in style. Little Girl in a Blue Armchair is full of Degas' influence. First of all, he brought the girl to Cassatt. She was the child of his friends. She sits with a hand behind her head and her legs spread apart.
It's actually a very modern pose. The little girl is slumped down in a blue armchair in a very pretty dress.
She is reclining back in the chair.
Curator Kimberly Jones.
They're looking quite exhausted after probably a day of running around and playing.
What you see in her face is exhaustion. What I see is, could we get this over, please? I'm so tired of sitting here.
This is definitely a very bored little girl. She's tired. This is not a dainty, prim little proper girl.
There are other big blue chairs and a sofa in the room, like bumper cars, Jones says. In the rear left-hand corner, a window may show Degas' direct influence. National Gallery conservator Anne Hernigswald was intrigued by a letter Cassatt sent to her art dealer.
She says that Degas came into her studio and actually worked on the painting.
Hernigswald used X-rays, infrared imaging, and magnification to study a diagonal, unusual in a Cassatt background, that builds across the canvas from that rear corner window.
And we looked at it, and indeed, the strokes were a little bit different. They're these sharp, small, quick strokes that we weren't seeing anywhere else.
Ta-da! The brushwork of Degas, perhaps. And both conservator and curator say Cassatt influenced him. Degas has an unusual mixture of media in one picture, pastels, oil, and metallic paint. Cassatt used metallic paint on canvas first. Ordinarily, it was for decorating crafts. Curator Jones believes Degas saw Cassatt's metallics and decided to try it himself. They worked side by side at times, went to exhibitions together. Degas drew and painted Cassatt often. A frequent image, Cassatt at the Louvre, painted from the rear, big hat, smart jacket, long skirt, tiny waist, her right hand and arm leaning on an umbrella as if it were a walking stick.
And so you have this wonderful juxtaposition of the feminine curves of her body, the way he has her leaning really plays off, you know, the swell of her hips and, you know, her waist. But you have that powerful arm, and it's this perfect balance of elegance and strength.
She looks to me extremely confident and rather judgmental. That is, she's looking at these paintings and she's thinking, that one's okay, not so good, okay.
Yes, it's a very, I mean, this is a woman, she is in control. Mary Cassatt owns that space.
Degas worked that image of Cassatt in pencil, pastel, prints, paint. And at the National Gallery, the show runs there till early October, curator Kimberly Jones says Degas also captured Cassatt in the art he bought.
He owned more works by Cassatt than any other contemporary artist, more than Pizarro, Manet, Gauguin.
They remained friends all their lives, although they went their separate artistic ways in later years. Their interests and styles changed. Degas' eyesight failed, so did Cassatt's. But the intensity of their relationship, the early obsessions, shaped each of them. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.